أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه، قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم، قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم، الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to the fore the fact that Allah has bestowed us with so many ni'mats that it is our obligation that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet man has taken gods besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then the discussion had begun that some of the people of Makkah, like Aas bin Wa'il and others, would pick up the old bones of animals that lie around, and these bones used to be decomposed and rotten, and then they would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is this what you preach, then who will bring us back to life? When bones have become decomposed and they become old and rotten, how can a person be resurrected and brought back to life and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In other words, they negated this whole concept of akhirat and accountability, hisab and kitab, and jannat and jahannam that we have very, very firm belief in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to them in different ways. The first way that we discussed yesterday, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. That man does not see that certainly we created him from a drop of sperm, from a drop of semen, and then suddenly he stands up and he becomes argumentative, and here his argument in actual fact is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in this is a very subtle point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing, that how, if you took a sperm, how would you expect a human to come out from it if it is not the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It has to be the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that from one clot, one drop of sperm, one drop of semen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates perfect insan. Then that shows the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you could understand that that was the doings of Allah, then you will never ever doubt that even if bones become decomposed and decayed, and even if it disintegrates and comes into nothing, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be able to extract from there, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will have bring man back to life on the day of Qiyamah. So there, that is one argument that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings forth. The second is Allah says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا, that we created him from a sperm, we brought him to perfect insan, and today he presents a similitude and an example for us, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَ, and he's forgotten his own creation, that he has to rewind, he has to take a U-turn and go back, and he has to see how he was created, and how the different stages from one stage to the other in the womb of his mother, then he will begin to realize this great work of Allah, this great qudrat and this great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because sometimes we are oblivious of it, sometimes we have the knowledge, but then we just put it all onto science and we attribute it to, and we marvel at it, but we forget that the work is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامِ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then he asks that مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامِ, who will give life to bones, وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ, whilst the bones are decayed. Can man not think about this whole metamorphosis of his own life that takes place, this whole cycle? And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands our Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, قُلْ سَيْهُ مُحَمَّدِ مُصْطَفَىٰ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. That being, that Zat that created it in the first instance, he will bring it back to life. You want to know who will do it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do it. But which Allah? That Allah that gave you life in the first instance. Now the general thing is that in the first instance, if it was possible, then the second instance is even greater possibility. And hence, the first time it was done, the second time it becomes easier for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you do not doubt the first creation, then why do you doubt the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah? وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all the manners of creation, all the ways of creation. That if we look at it and we go back, that without any material, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and I out of a clot of blood, out of dust. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how to create and how to bring man into existence, that we will not have this question, and that question should leave our minds. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us another example. Alladhi ja'ala lakum min ash-shajar al-akhdar naran fa idha antum minhu tuqidun. That it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has made for you from green trees fire. Now the Arabs, there were two kinds of trees. One was the marg and the other was the aftar tree, that they used to take, like how a person would break twigs to make miswaks from the tree, and they would take the branches of these trees and put them together and it would become like firestone. Now these trees, literally and every other tree, it is nurtured from the ground, it has to have water, and it is through water that trees grow, and in these trees also is water, and from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates fire. The total contrary, the total adverse, the total opposite. Fire is supposed to extinguish, water is supposed to extinguish fire, but from these trees that are absolutely green, that have water within it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created fire. Now if you can understand the example, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates in such a way that opposites will create opposites. Or if we want to take it in the general sense, then we will find that trees are green, and its green came because of water, and then after that the wood is chopped off the trees and then it dries, and from then, from a dry tree, life comes again, and that life is that of fire. That spark of that fire, that flame of the fire is in actual fact a form of life, a form of existence. Now from something dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought something into existence. Then from a dead bone, isn't it possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring back man, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will resurrect man? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. It is from this tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you kindle this fire, but you cannot see these kudrats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is not hidden from us, it is open, but unfortunate thing is that we close our eyes to it. Or sometimes the eyes may be open, but we close our minds to these great ni'mats of Allah. In our daily experiences we see it. And this is what Allah Ta'ala brings to our attention in this last part of Surah Yasin, that there are daily experiences we have that are indicative of the greatness of Allah, of the qudrat of Allah, and Allah's ni'mats upon us, but we do not see it and we fail to see it. So now we need to open our eyes to it, we need to open our hearts and our minds to all these various ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted us. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.